Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the biggest names in comedy coming to town on Friday, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, and Sunday, June 2nd at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, the Live and Livid comedy show. Margaret Cho joining us on the KMBZ hotline. What a privilege. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi.
Oh, we're so glad to have you on. So this is Dana Margaret, and I am just a huge, huge consumer of comedy. So anytime that we can get one of you all on the program, we are so thrilled to do it. And I want to start off by asking you. I was watching David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction the other night. I love his interviews. And he had John Mulaney on. That's the latest one that has dropped on Netflix. And Letterman made the comment that he thinks we are living in the greatest age of live comedy. That the material and the performers and the comedians like yourself, you've been doing this 40 years. David Letterman thinks we are in the best golden age of comedy. Do you agree with that? And if so, why?
I agree. I think that we're in such a wonderful time, you know, and the way that the art form is really elevated and there's just so many good people. Right now I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in the middle of the Netflix is a joke festival. And so I'm about to go do a show with Ali Wong tonight. What an incredible thing that you get to see Ali Wong. And then I'm going to be opening for her actually. So that's an incredible thing. But every day this month, pretty much we're having like amazing shows like John Mulaney's shows, doing a bunch of live shows for Netflix. And but yeah, the caliber of entertainment, the people doing it, this is stellar. It's really incredible.
You know, Margaret, we were talking earlier this week, and I'm sure you had an opportunity to see at least some of it. The Tom Brady roast, which both Dana and I thought was absolutely brilliant, very funny. There were a couple of jokes that may have gone across the line. But we had an in-depth conversation earlier this week. Is there, because Gisele Bündchen has come out complaining about some of the jokes. Somebody else did. I can't remember.
Aaron Hernandez's
fiance. That's right.
Then fiance.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything in comedy that is off limits, or because you are a comedian, is everything in bounds?
I think that depends on who you ask. You know, certainly it especially for a roast. You know, you go in prepared to get your feelings hurt. And that's kind of like there are no holds barred. You know, people really go for the jugular. Even the audience gets involved with the way that they were treating Kim Kardashian for just showing up, you know? And so you really have a very combative atmosphere. That's not really the way that comedy is, but it is for sure at a roast. At a roast, you're going to expect that level of carnage. That's kind of where we get a lot of the all of this sort of stuff out. You know, it's a very cathartic thing. And at the end of the roast, that's why everybody has to hug it out at the end, because it can be such a just pure bloodshed. And that particular roast was really probably one of the most intense I've seen. And I've been attending them since the 1980s, originally with the Friars Club. So you are prepared for it to go very in a very nasty direction. And certainly that happened. But unfortunately, you know, some people can feel very upset by that. I think,
well, people were saying
it's just part of it.
People were saying, why would he have ever agreed to it? And I think one of the CBS sports writers said, I think everyone in the audience knew what a roast was, but Tom Brady. And I wonder, like, sometimes people agree to it and they're like, oh, man, I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
Well, part of it is the fact that when you have been regarded as the greatest for as long as he has been, you just don't imagine things can get that bad. You know, he has been unarguably the greatest for like a decade, you know? And so when you've just been the king for that long, you just can't imagine somebody's going to snatch that crown. And I think that's unfortunate, but
it happens
in comedy. Comedians don't care. Don't care what you've done or how great you actually are. They're gonna tear you apart no matter what.
Margaret, you've been doing this 40 years. Who makes you laugh today? And how has like the craft changed since you started?
Oh gosh, you know, so many people make me laugh. Well, tonight I can't wait to go see Ali Wong, who is an old friend and somebody who I just adore and really gets me. I really laugh every time. I cannot get enough of her. But it's just, I think there's so many wonderful comedians out there, especially Asian American comedians who are, all of them are my children. So I'm very proud that I was able to inspire a whole generation of Asian American comedians to do their thing.
We were actually going to play a clip of one of your comedy bits right before you joined us on the program. And I'll just tell you which one it was. You may remember the joke. It was when you started to take off your top a little bit and show all of your tattoos. And
oh, yes.
You were commenting that in the Korean culture, of which you are, that having your body tattooed is usually something that is frowned upon. And you were in some sort of a movie theater or something, and the manager at the movie theater came in and asked you to leave.
It was actually, it was a Korean spa.
Oh, Korean spa. Beg your pardon. There's a little difference between a movie theater and Korean spa.
That would have been interesting if it was a movie theater. But yeah, yes, it was a Korean spa. And because it was somehow, I was offending people with my body, which is a really distressing thing to hear. But I think we worked it out in the end. But unfortunately, Koreans are very like, they're so scared of tattooing, yet it's also one of the most popular art forms. And the Korean tattoo artists are now some of the best in the world. So I actually have some Korean tattoos now from people in Korea who are just the best. So I think when you outlaw something and you you want to like make it not okay, so people really make it their business to be the best.
You know, one of the things I want to know, it always bothers me, Margaret, when people say, oh, I could do that or I could go up there and be funny. And that's just, first of all, not true. For you to be able to do what you have done so well for 40 years really says something. And then also I want you to talk a little bit about just the opportunities for women over the years and how you've seen that change for women comedians as well.
Well, thank you. I think that women have just really come into a space of real excellence. You know, we have to be better than the guys to get half of the credit. So it's you know, all of my favorite comedians are women. And so I'm just really proud of us and what we've been able to do in this industry. But I think that, you know, it's true that you can be funny. There are people that can be funny on stage for a night. But can you do that consistently several times a night for decades?
Yep.
That's the thing, is that can you do it under different conditions? Can you do it where people maybe not have heard of you, don't want to know about you, or, you know, you're doing it in places where they don't agree with what you might be saying, or you're dealing with drunks, or you're dealing with a, you know, bachelorette party. All of these things, you know, that come into play when it you know, we're talking about really skilled comedians getting the point across. I think that anybody can probably do it once in their lifetime and actually be very successful. But it's about doing it consistently night after night or several times a night. That's when you really bring in the professional.
You know, Margaret, I've always found, and Dana is a comedy connoisseur, and she's really turned me on to a lot of other comedians. And she's always saying, you got to go home and turn on Netflix and watch this guy or this gal. And a quick question, if I could, just curious how, little inside baseball here, I've never been to a concert, a band's concert, where they don't have a cheat sheet down on the stage telling them what song is coming up next. But I've always found it fascinating with comedians. Do you have a cheat sheet down on the stage that kind of just tells you what direction you're going in next?
I don't, but my favorite, Joan Rivers, always did. She would have it actually on the floor. So she would have, if you like went to go see her and you were in the balcony, you could actually look down and you could see all of the things that she had written down, because she actually had also bad eyesight. So they were written down pretty big. And she would be walking on all of her notes. So you would only see it if you were really high up in the balcony and had an eagle eye and knew what to look for. Sometimes comedians do. They'll have a set list. I think bands do that because it's not just one person. It's several people having to remember the same sequence of songs they're going to play and notes that they have to, you know, all sheet music and stuff like that. So I get that. But mostly comedians, if you're by yourself, so you think you know what you're going to do, I do generally have a direction of I want to go in and I know what I'm going to do. And then things happen and you're not sure because it's a live performance, and live performance is alive and unpredictable.
Well, we're thrilled you're coming to town. And I want to warn you, if I run into you, you will not forget it, because I swear, Margaret, I'm such a huge comedy nut. I thought I ran into Tig Notaro a few months ago at a coffee shop here, and it was not Tig Notaro. And I almost accosted this poor woman. I got a photo with her. I said, I know you're her. It looked just like her,
and
by the way.
She said, I'm not. And Dana said, you're lying.
I said, I don't believe you.
The thing is, though, Tig, who's a good friend of mine, would also deny it. I've seen her. I've been with her.
That's
when she's denied
being.
So it may have been her.
He would totally do that. So it may have been her. You don't know.
Thank you.
You don't know.
Well, I got the photo just in case. But we're thrilled you're coming to Kansas City May 31st, June 1st, June 2nd, bringing the Live and Livid show to 103rd and State Line, and we can't wait to see you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Margaret, thank you for your time. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
The great Margaret Cho here on Dana and Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.